How about this for a business slogan? I'm gay. It's your day. Done your way.
I love Perfect. It. Perfect. I'm into that.
That is the say of Bronte Price. Hello, Bronte.
Good morning. Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Michelle.
What a beautiful voice you have, a rich timbre.
Oh, thank you.
I'm already going to say yes, I do.
I do, Bronte.
Congratulations, Bronte. I feel like we should say that, but you're also our only qualified, the only Australian with a certificate in gay and lesbian weddings. Tell me a bit about that course.
That course was online based, but also had a lot of video support and chat support, and it took a couple of months to complete, and focused on language, the terminology you use or shouldn't use, the kind of traditions that may or may not continue as part of gay and lesbian weddings, for example, difference between straight weddings and gay and lesbian weddings.
What are the differences? What are the differences between the two
weddings? Well, whatever differences people want to bring in, I think. So, for example, some of the we've got to understand that weddings, just because of the situation, weddings have long been heteronormative, traditional weddings. So, you know, even the language around groomsmen, bridesmaids, groom, bride.
Honour and
all
obey.
That sort of stuff. Yeah, all of that stuff. And so, you know, whether we have a groom walking down the aisle to be given away by someone else to another groom, or the same with two brides, whether they walk around the outside of the guests and meet in the middle, you know, that's, for example, a small difference. Do they have an engagement ring where one gets down on the knee and proposes to the other, perhaps, and lots will, and some might choose not to, that sort of thing.
Bronte, in our minds, you're just filthy rich as of yesterday.
Yeah.
But, of course, we can't assume that at all. But has momentum built? Have you got more inquiries overnight, anything like that?
I had a couple of inquiries overnight. I actually had a bit of a spike about a month ago, and I think it was because people were getting ready, but also people were getting sick of waiting. And no matter what the outcome of yesterday was, I think they just wanted a bit of an insurance plan in place, so to speak. And so that those people now have an opportunity, if they want to take it up next year, to get married rather than have a commitment ceremony.
God, I hope so. I mean, we've still got to get the job done, but the Prime Minister said before Christmas. I heard that exact phrase. Bronte?
I think he's said that several times. So we're completely full of that hope, aren't we?
Yeah, but his pants have been on fire a lot, haven't they, in terms of telling lies?
A little bit.
Bronte, is one of the reasons you have this beautiful, seductive, syrupy voice because you were out celebrating last night?
A little bit. Yes. We might have had a couple of quiet ales. Yes. So it's and it's been a complete day and night of celebration, of course.
How old are you, Bronte, if I may ask? Is that a rude question?
No, that's a completely fine question. I'm 64.
Okay, so I was wondering, I was reading some tweets and stuff about older gay people in our community and about how meaningful this is given the arc that you have lived through of gay acceptance in Australia. So can you talk to us a bit about that? Like, how was it being a gay young man when you were sort of in your late teens and early 20s?
It was deeply closeted, and I grew up in the country, and you know, you might have had crushes on other boys at school or teachers at school, and you know, you could never do anything about that. You put up with homophobic language all the time, and it was quite difficult. And as a teacher in a my first job was in a country school as a teacher, and I would have been run out of town if I'd come out at that time.
So you couldn't even share your actual emotions. Like, did you talk to your parents about it, or it was just entirely internal?
No, internalised completely. So,
I mean, in the 70s, the gay people were still being arrested. You know,
in the 80s in Tasmania. So I love the fact that you're going to get involved with these weddings because you've raised such an important thing I haven't thought of till that moment, Michelle, and it is so pertinent, isn't it? That for a lot of people who are senior and gay, they've missed their shot at having a long and enduring marriage, and that's one of the great strengths of a marriage sometimes is to go, gosh, we've been together for 30, 40 years.
And I think they're going to be some of the first cabs off the rank. I hope so.
Yeah, Justice Kirby, hopefully.
Not everyone. yeah, not everyone is going to take up that, you know, that opportunity now, but some will. And I'd like to think that we might start to incorporate an acknowledgement, like we do acknowledgement of country, we might be able to do an acknowledgement of LGBTI elders at this kind of ceremony.
I like it.
Yeah,
you
know, I would love that.
A really interesting thing I find with gay couples, including lesbians, is that they'll come to me and one of the first things they'll say is, we've got no idea of what we're doing. Because we never thought that this day would come. We never thought that we'd be able to get married. And so we haven't been educated by our mums or those around us around this thing about having a wedding or what that involves or what the steps are. And so that's been almost without exception the case for clients of mine.
Well, thank you so much, Bronte. And just a big good morning and congratulations to all the senior gay people listening who just have lived through so much and have got us to this point. And I'm just happier than anything for you guys. This
thank
is incredible.
Thank you for the chat this morning, Bronte.